when we consider the cross of Christ and the crucifixion process as it is presented in the Gospels, we see that everybody that was involved had an opinion and registered an opinion about who Jesus was and what the meaning of his death was. There were Roman soldiers, there were Jewish people who walked by the cross, there were the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, and there were the two insurrectionists, perhaps compatriots of Barabbas, who were crucified on either side of Jesus. And all of these people registered their opinions by mocking Jesus. The idea that he was the chosen one, the Son of God, the King of the Jews, was ridiculous. And what made it was ridiculous was the fact that Jesus was hanging on a cross and couldn't do anything about it. To them, Jesus would have had to come down from the cross to be the Christ, the King of the Jews, the Son of God. But the Gospels want us to see that the truth is exactly the opposite. It wasn't that Jesus couldn't come down from the cross, it's that he wouldn't. And that is the proof that he really is the Christ, the King of the Jews, the Son of God. What occurred at the cross was not the world ridding itself of a deluded wannabe and troublemaker. What occurred at the cross is that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. Jesus willingly went to the cross. The cross is why he came. Jesus in John chapter 10 said, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." So Jesus drank the cup of God's judgment to the full, for it was necessary for the salvation of the world. And throughout the crucifixion process, we see Jesus in full possession of his senses. He was not like so many who were crucified, who quickly faded away. He refused wine mixed with gall, which was a bitter herb, with sense-numbing qualities that was used to dull the senses and to ease the pain of crucifixion. He would not turn away from the cup that he had to drink. He drank it with all of his taste buds engaged. Jesus' life was not taken from him. He laid it down. And he gave it to God. And he gave it for salvation. And so with all the things going on around Jesus, people mocking, soldiers casting lots for his clothes, Jesus' attention was focused in one direction only, and that was to his Father. At the very center of what occurred at the cross was between Jesus and his Father. That is where the salvation of the world was accomplished. It says in Hebrews chapter 5 that Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence and godly fear. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. On the cross, Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Which is a quote from Psalm 22, verse 1. But that often leads us to a misunderstanding of what was going on the cross between Jesus and the Father. It has often been stated that God the Father abandoned his Son on the cross. He could not look upon his Son. He turned his back on his Son. And that's what Jesus was referring to when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But we need to remember that Psalm 22 is not a typical prophecy. It's a prayer. It's the prayer of Jesus to his Father on the cross. And it's a prayer that was first placed by the Holy Spirit in the mouth of David as a foreshadow. And it's a prayer that God the Father answered. In the middle of that psalm, it has these great words, "You have answered me." What was the Father's answer? It was the resurrection. So if the Father abandoned and turned his back on the Son on the cross, I ask you, who was Jesus praying to? Who heard his prayer? How was his prayer answered? Did God abandon David, who first prayed these words? No, he didn't. Did he hear and answer David's prayer? Yes, he did. Did God abandon Jesus, who prayed this prayer? No, he didn't. Did he hear and answer Jesus' prayer? Yes, he did. And the resurrection is the proof. So while there is a sense in which we can say that the Father abandoned or delivered Jesus up, in that sense that he delivered him up for the judgment for sin, at the same time we must realize that there is another sense in which the Father was never closer to his Son than when he hung on the cross. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. That's what happened at the cross. And that's why we're saved.